As we continue with our Tuesday morning program, it is time for our Tuesday morning superintendent series. Joining us in the studio once again from the Negaunee Public Schools is Superintendent Dan Skews. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you in. Talk about things going on as we're sort of in the thick of the season right now, school year, as you can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel for summertime, but lots of things going on right now. What are some of the key things happening with the students in the district?
There are a lot of things going on, and we're going to gear up for spring break, and then the last 9 weeks of the school year seems to be a whirlwind with everything trying to fit in before that last day before students leave. Just a couple of quick general announcements as far as spring break and the last day of school. I'm thinking everybody is aware of this, but just in case you are not, spring break begins next Friday on the 25th of March, and it extends through the 3rd of April, so students will be back in session on Monday, April 4th. At the beginning of every school year, we set a tentative last day of school because we don't know what the weather is going to be like during that school year. We've been fortunate this year. We only had one cancellation due to some snow. So our last day of school that we set back in September has remained the same, and that's going to be Tuesday, the 7th of June. Just something that we're looking forward to at the high school is our high school musical that's going to be taking place. That's actually called High School Musical. That's directed by our new choral teacher, Kelly Buchholz, with assistance from Elisa Gladwell and Brady Skews. Those dates of the performances are April 7th, 8th, and 9th. Students are busy each night getting prepared for that. We've brought back musicals to the high school probably about 5 years ago, and they've been a great success, and our community has really enjoyed those. Something else that we're preparing for at the high school are PSAT for our 9th and 10th grade students, our SAT for our 11th grade, and also our 11th grade will be taking the the science and social studies portion of the M-STEP. That's going to be happening at the end of April, so once we return from break, we'll be gearing up for that as well.
That is a lot of important stuff there to be testing on, too, because it's evaluation for the students, but also for the district, and then for some of them looking ahead to their academic futures as well.
Exactly. And this is the first year that Michigan has been required to give the SAT. We've done the ACT forever, and SAT is now among us, and we don't know exactly how that's going to go, although we do feel optimistic about how we've prepared our junior students for that. A couple of other important dates at the end of April. Our band qualified last month for the State Band Festival. That's going to take place in Cedarville, actually, on the east end of the UP on April 22nd. Our students qualified for this by receiving all ones at Northern a couple of weeks
ago. Well done.
Then our high school prom for our junior students and their guests will take place on April 23rd. The Grand March will take place in our auditorium beginning at 6 o'clock.
We continue with our Tuesday morning superintendent series with Dan Skews, superintendent at the Negaunee Area Public Schools. And we're talking about things going on, lots of dates, lots of activities. Dan, what are some of the other things that are on the docket that you want to make sure that folks know about with the kids in the district?
Sure. We have some really cool things going on at Lakeview right now. Of course, March is Reading Month. We are right in the thick of that at Lakeview Elementary. Today, as a matter of fact, there are 28 community readers going in, and they'll be reading to every individual classroom at Lakeview this afternoon. That's a very cool idea. I'm actually going to be one of those community readers, and I'm looking forward to that. Casey at the Bat, I'll be reading to some fourth graders.
That's a good one.
They also have a cartoonist coming in this week for Reading Month. They'll have a school-wide assembly for that, and their big reading night is scheduled for Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Lakeview. Something that's important for families who will have either a junior kindergarten or kindergarten student next year, we're going to do that screening when we return from spring break. To get it to schedule a date and time, you can call the Lakeview office at 475-7804. Also at Lakeview on April 22nd, they're going to have their first ever daddy-daughter dance. So that'll be neat. Where dads and their daughter will be able to attend a cool little dance in the Lakeview gym. And then one of the fundraisers that the parent group does is a Laps for Lakeview. It's try to build some healthy lifestyles, and they're going to be walking laps around Lakeview School and raising funds at the same time.
Now, I know also that in the district you've got some projects, some actual facility upgrades and construction projects that are on the near horizon. What's the latest with that?
We do. We have four major projects that will be happening, one at each of the buildings and then one down at our football field. Lakeview has been undergoing some window replacement. It's a two-year project where we replaced several windows last summer at Lakeview, and we'll be doing several more again this summer. That'll be happening on the Hungerford Avenue side of the building. We're going to have new bleachers installed in our high school gym. Those are starting to become pretty beat up. I think they're 30 years old, probably when the high school was renovated from being an old mine building into our existing high school. So we're going to replace those bleachers right when students are dismissed. And at the middle school, we're going to be doing some major heating upgrades and work on some boilers and some duct work there. Also down at the football field, we're going to be replacing the existing press box with a brand new press box. We just did the bid opening for that, and we'll get that bid approved at the board meeting next Monday. But we're looking forward to that construction starting right when our home track season is over. And that'll be ready in time for the football season.
Geez, it won't be the same old press box at the Negaunee Stadium, a minor stadium. I don't know. Whatever will we do?
It was definitely time. Let's just put it that way. Well, all of those projects are going to be funded through our sinking fund, which we're very grateful that we have. And that's a millage that'll be coming up again towards the end of the year, November, and is voted on by the community. So,
well, if people have questions they want to find out about things going on in the district, what's the best way to get a hold of you folks?
Probably the best way would just be to call the individual building that event is taking place. You'll get an immediate answer there. But we also do have a Facebook page that we keep up to date, and we also have a school webpage. If you have any district questions, you can call my office at 475-4156.
Well, on behalf of the broadcasters that carry high school sports like Mike over here, you know, thanks for the new press box. It's going to be a nice upgrade.
It will be a great addition for sure.
Yeah. Dan Skew is with us this morning. He is the superintendent of the Negaunee Area Public Schools, part of our Tuesday morning superintendent series. Thanks for your time this morning, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you.